On this episode, we talk about the freedom that we have in Jesus and when we need to be offensive. Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury. And I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries that exist to help the marginalized experience freedom in Jesus by equipping and empowering disciple makers called to the forgotten. And in this podcast, we take a look at a passage in the day's reading in the McShane Bible reading plan, and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And today, we read Joshua 9, Psalm 140 through 141, Jeremiah 3, and Matthew 17. Now, there's a few different people in my life that I know share a not uncommon opinion about the effectiveness of voting. One of those people has often proclaimed that he just doesn't vote. And he doesn't share that as a shameful admission, but as a matter-of-fact statement that speaks to the value or lack of value that he sees in the voting process. While I can't claim to have supreme confidence in the impact of my one vote in the grand scheme of things, I do believe that every vote can play a role in things becoming more like the world God calls us to build. So, as a result, it's one of those things that we clearly don't have to do, but from my perspective, we should, for the sake of impact that our world system has on those I'm called to love. In today's reading of Matthew 17, Jesus is confronted about taxes and the requirement that his people have regarding paying them. Jesus tells a brief illustration about the requirements a king and a father has of others versus those he has of his own children. And it reads, "From whom do kings of the earth take toll or tax? From their sons or from others?" And when he said, "From others," Jesus said to him, "Then the sons are free." Now, Jesus is talking to Simon here, and he's giving us this understanding that as the sons and daughters of God, through our acceptance of the work that Jesus did on the cross, we are free. There's nothing that we need or can even to do in order to obtain or retain citizenship in God's kingdom. We, as the adopted children, are free. And as God's word proclaims, whoever the Son of God sets free is free indeed. But today's passage is less about who is or who isn't free and more about the responsibilities of those that are free. Jesus continues telling Simon, however, not to give offense to them, go to the sea and cast a hook and take the first fish that comes up. And when you open its mouth, you will find a shekel. Take that and give it to them for me and for you." So in a show of one of the most outlandish demonstrations of power, as well as linking it to the work that Peter spends his days doing, i.e. fishing, Jesus says you are free to not pay taxes, but you should. The why is where I want to land, because Jesus didn't want taxes to be what gives offense. If we are sons and daughters of God, we have a responsibility to love God and to love others and to allow the only offense that lands on the watching world be the offense that comes from the confrontation of the gospel, not the manner in which we engage the world. The knowledge that the work of their hands to obtain heaven is done in vain is offense enough. So the way that we wield our freedom should not add offense. With this freedom that comes from being Jesus's is the responsibility to not allow any unnecessary offense to be given as we work to love like Jesus. So join me right now in prayer that God would help us in not adding offense, but that we would simply wield our freedom with love and with care and with understanding that though we don't have a requirement to do certain things, we have a responsibility to do them as children of God. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you so much for your love that covers us, for your love that goes first, for your love that fulfilled all requirements. Lord God, we thank you that in you, because of the work of Jesus, we are free, and free indeed. And Lord God, because the Holy Spirit empowers us, we now can use that freedom not to satisfy our flesh, but to sacrifice, to lay down rights, to go and do and live in such a way that elevates you in your name, that adds no offense to those who would be searching for offense. Like the world is looking for reasons to be offended. Lord God, let's only give them Jesus. Help us to only give them your Son as their only reason for offense, Lord God. And we pray that as we submit in that moment, Lord God, that your Spirit would do a work, that your Spirit would rest where we've removed our flesh, that your Spirit would reside and demonstrate your love for them, Lord God, and so that freedom looks attractive, Lord God. We pray that we would submit our freedom for the sake of doing what would be love, Lord God, and we thank you. It's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys, that is another episode on Five by the Fire. If you are watching via video, go ahead and hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, put a comment below. If you're on the podcast, head on over to the website, 5bythefire.org. Leave a comment there or rate the podcast on iTunes. And wherever you're at, share it. Share the podcast. Share the video. Let's get this word out there to others, because we want to make sure that more people recognize that the only thing that should be offensive is the truth of the gospel. All right? So go and live that truth out today. And I hope to see you back here tomorrow on 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.